they gathered in the office they had all once occupied, now home to Joshua Bolton, George W. Bush's current chief, they mingled and swapped stories. It had been Bolton's idea to bring all the former White House chiefs together after the election to give his successor advice on how to do the job. Bolton guessed that of the 13 other living chiefs, maybe a half dozen would actually show up. But to his amazement, only Reagan's James Baker and Clinton's Erskine Bowles were no-shows. "It really was an amazing day," recalls John Podesta, Clinton's final chief, "because it was quite a collection of individuals, from Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld to me and Rahm. The span of ideology and politics, the span of history, was all very present. And we all got the chance to give Rahm one piece of advice." Clinton's gregarious former chief, Leon Panetta, about to be tapped as Obama's CIA director, was in his element. "All of them were my close friends," he recalls, "and to have them together in that room, to wish Rahm Emanuel the best in his entry into that rogue's gallery of chiefs of staff, that was a very special moment." The ghosts of presidencies past hovered around them. "It's a space where you feel the presence of history," Bolton would recall. They were all